AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military is preparing to blockade traffic to and from Iranian ports today. In the Strait of Hormuz, most shipping has been stalled since the start of the war. Oil prices have jumped to more than $100 a barrel again, and Wall Street appears to be following global markets lower. Pope Leo XIV pushed back on President Trump's criticism of him while speaking to reporters aboard the papal plane as they headed to Algeria. On Saturday, the Pope presided over an evening prayer service in St. Peter's Basilica. During the service, the Pope did not mention the U.S. or Trump by name, but his tone and message appeared directed at Trump and U.S. officials who have boasted of U.S. military superiority and justified the war in religious terms. Already under financial pressure, Midwest soybean farmers are squeezed further by tariffs. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Midwest soybean farmers face numerous issues. While equipment and supply costs go up, soybean prices stay low. And they say Trump administration tariffs and the trade war with China last year only made things worse. Then came the Iran war with shipping issues in the Strait of Hormuz, sending fertilizer prices sky high. Soybean farmer Doug Bartek in Nebraska worries about the future.
I'm foolish enough that I've been at it, like I said, 43 years. I'm, God willing, I can ride the storm out. What I'm really concerned about is my son. You know, I'm thinking, you know, did I do the right thing helping him get into farming? He'd purchased a farm a few years ago.
Experts say it will take time for global supply chains to recover from the war. China is buying U.S. soybeans again. Farmers say a recent $12 billion federal aid package isn't enough to recoup their losses. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Golf's first major of the year now has its first repeat winner in 24 years. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Rory McIlroy has joined more elite company at the Masters. McIlroy took his place in Augusta National history as only the fourth back-to-back champion with his sixth major victory. McIlroy shot a 1-under-71 for a one-shot victory at 12 under par to join Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as repeat winners. McIlroy sees control for good with a bold shot at Rays Creek to 7 feet for birdie on the par 3 12th. World number one Scottie Scheffler finished one shot back after a closing 68, nearly rallying from a 12-stroke weekend deficit. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Britney Spears has entered a substance abuse treatment facility just over a month after she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.